In his decades of coaching across the U.S. and around the world, Warriors assistant coach Ron Adams has been a teacher and a magnet for the curious souls who seek insights into the finer points of the game. Jun Yasunaga was working in the operations department for the then New Jersey Nets during the mid-1990s when he met Coach Adams, who, ever inquisitive, is always meeting new people with perspectives born from diverse backgrounds.
Coach Adams just approached me. I'm Japanese. I'm from Japan. And I say, yes, sir. And he started a conversation with me, and he has a lot of knowledge about not only Europe, he knows Asian basketballs too. So we started a conversation, just chit-chat basis. Every time his team visited New Jersey, you know, we always had a conversation.
He's been in the NBA for so many years and has so much history with all levels of the game, from college to the pros. How has he been a mentor or help to your career?
Probably that was like 15 years ago, you know, I started talking to him seriously. I basically asked him advice all the time, you know, how to just get through, because at the time Nets were not winning, and it was tough to maintain the focus, you know, to work. And also once the Nets start winning, with Jason Kidd and Kenyon Martin, it was good. Then start going down the hill, and I start losing interest again. And then he always traded me, you know, the value of work and the professionalism and stuff. So he always nice to me, and he's like my big brother, or better word is just professor to me.
Adams has worked in Europe in addition to coaching in the college ranks before his decades in the NBA, and keeps close tabs on the sport's growth in Asia.
Japanese basketball has really blossomed in many ways. There are many, many teams, and Okinawa has kind of a model franchise, but it's going to be interesting. Basketball is so popular in that part of the world, Philippines obviously, but the Asian tournament was really interesting this year. And Japanese national team played well in that also, but there's been a lot of good input into the country on the part of coaches from all over the world. Pete Newell was one of the initial people who went over and loved Japan and really did a lot of good work there. So there's just been a whole host of good coaches and tie-ins from the United States with the Japanese Basketball Federation.
Professional leagues have their place in Japan as well. Jun helps run the Duke Golden Kings based in Okinawa, who we saw in attendance as part of the Under Armour Roadshow stop in Tokyo with Stephen Curry this offseason. Since the Golden Kings formed in 2007, they've won three titles in what's currently a 22-team league. The opportunity for Jun to return home and share the experiences he gained while working in the NBA brings this basketball journey in many ways full circle.
The friend of mine told me that he is starting a new team in Okinawa in 2007. And that's like equivalent to minor league or D-League in the States. So going from NBA to D-League is kind of, you know, difficult to many people. But that was better challenge and bigger challenge to me, myself. And especially I'm from Japan. I just wanted to do something in Japan too. Then I asked Coach Adams' advice, and he told me, you know, just stay focused, and then, you know, just work with people, just stay professional, you know, be friend with everybody, you know, all the good things he told me.
So we saw this team in Tokyo, the team that you run now with the Under Armour Roadshow that Stephen Curry did in Tokyo. What is the basketball scene like in Okinawa? And tell us about this team.
Basketball in Okinawa is very popular because, as you may notice, that there are many U.S. Armed Force prisons, and many servicemen, like 60, 70,000 servicemen, are stationed inside of the island. So the basketball itself is very popular. And in Japan, the professional level is not matured yet. Because lack of facilities. There's a gymnasium, but there's no NBA caliber arenas. And some players come to, and some former NBA players come to Japan, play games. But former players, you know. So, but the basket level of competition and the popularity is growing in Japan, as you you know, like, you know, Steph came to Japan, you know, this summer. That was huge to Japanese fans too, and that brought some, you know, more popularity in Japan, and we will grow up. And
you look at the players in the NBA that are stars in China, for instance, and we know that the presence of basketball is growing and has been a very big part of what Chinese fans have watched and followed. But as they get to know it more in Japan, who are some of the more favorite NBA players in Japan?
Steph is definitely popular because Japanese, as you know, like, not tall. They are always short, but they want to imitate NBA players at some degree. They cannot be Charles Barkley, like big and strong, or Shaq, but they respect smaller players, smaller and quicker player. Like, they could be, you know, Japanese player could be like them. You know, like Steph is not rookie big, but he is tall, but he's fast and his shooting is, you know, precise, and that kind of things all the Japanese players always admire for. So Steph is very popular.